بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are studying this chapter that we should have moderation in our ibadah and that we need not in our faraz. Faraz is to do full. There is no moderation in faraz. Also in wajib and sunnah and muakkada also there is no moderation. In nafil ibadah there is moderation. We shouldn't go over the limit. But as we have explained, this doesn't really apply to us when we are hardly engaged in any nafil ibadah. So there is no question of thinking of moderation when we are hardly started. If we are doing a lot of nafil ibadah, as the first hadith which we have read refers to, then a person can think of moderation. The first hadith that we read, that a lady came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she spoke of her ibadah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who is this? Then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala explained, it is so and so. And she's talking of all the ibadah she does, that is nafal ibadah, how much she does. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, ma, that is a word of rebuke. That is, be careful. Think what you are saying, etc. In one explanation of this, it comes that perhaps Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also got influenced by the amount of ibadah she was making. As it is common with us also, if we hear somebody is making a lot of ibadah, we get influenced, mashallah, a person is making so much ibadah. So like that, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, in ibadah there must be moderation. That even a great achievement to do so much of ibadah which is beyond one's means. Then Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alikum bina tutiqun. Do so much how you can easily manage. And that is that it is sustainable. Not only you do it for a little while, but it must be all the time you carry on and you do that ibadah. That is what you should do. Then Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took qasam and said that Allah Ta'ala that Allah does not become exhausted of rewarding to you, but you will become exhausted. That is, you can make how much ibadah you want to. There is no shortage by Allah Ta'ala. So it is good that you have to have moderation, but that now perhaps Allah hasn't got more sawab to give you. There is no shortage by Allah. You will get tired. You won't be able to manage it. So do how much you can manage for easily and seeing to all your other work also. Like if it's a house lady, she has to see to her husband, to see it to her children, see to the house, etc. All that also must be taken into consideration. Not only making ibadat all the time. In the commentary of it further we read, the woman mentioned in this hadith was Hawla bint Thuwayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some narration states she was one of the greatest worshippers in Medina al-Munawwara. Like we have in every town, every place, we know certain women or certain men who engage and excel in the ibadah. So she was known for her ibadah, making a lot of ibadah. She would perform salah the entire night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated his dislike for this extremism, fearing she would exhaust herself, and then he abandoned ibadah completely. It must not happen a person does so much and he gets tired and then he does nothing. Rather do a little which you can maintain and which carries on all the time. And how much more you can do, you must do. Quran Sharif says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ. When you have finished your other work, then now engage in the ibadat of Allah. And in nasr, that means included so much ibadat that you feel the tiredness of it. Not just you open the Quran, you read through ayat and you feel, I'm feeling sleepy, and you close the Quran Sharif. Now read so much that you can feel the strain. Your namaz is also. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instruction to abstain could also possibly have been an admonishment for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala not to praise the woman. If we assume that Aisha radiallahu anha related the extent of her worship, that is, that we also, when we, somebody perhaps is doing ibadat, for example, without knowledge. So even sunrise time is making namaz, for example, which is wrong. Zawal time is making namaz. Between Asr and Maghrib is making nafil namaz. And we are praising him, mashallah, he does so much ibadat. So there is a warning against that also, that the ibadat which we must praise must be the correct ibadat. A person is engaged in, for example, some mid'ah. It's the whole night he's in Uras. We say so pious, whole night he goes Qawwal. Whole night he's in Uras. But that is all wrong. So we must see the right things, we must pray, and that also, and all the other work is also being done. And if there is a balance in everything, may Allah give us proper understanding of deen, with all our ibadat we do, we must make sure that it is correct. Not just any type of ibadat. Secondly, we must try our best to do the best of that ibadat. And there are many ibadat as we read in the previous chapter, small acts and great rewards. Very simple to do, and the rewards are so great. So we must try and do that ibadat. Like, for example, we read Durood Sharif. There are plenty Durood Sharif that we can read. One Durood Sharif that is mentioned in the hadith by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very short. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. Just so much. It comes in the hadith, the person who reads it once. Let us read it all together. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. 70 farishtas for 1,000 days, that is about 3 years, they keep on writing that sawab. The sawab is so much. They get tired writing the sawab for 1,000 days, and not one or two farishtas, 70 farishtas. So if we read that durood, how much won't we get reward from Allah Ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq in all. And after doing the ibadat, we must be worried whether it's accepted or not. And then after that, whether it is there for us on the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes we go and talk about it, we boast about it, I did this, I did that, and we destroy all our sahab. So we must do it, it must be accepted, and it must be preserved also. And that was all done. Subhanallah.